You know, we have so much opportunity for so much great entertainment. It's heartwarming. It's incredible. The only thing I am a little concerned about, you know, I talked about the serenade at the Schwitz coming up Sunday from the Motor City Lyric Opera, which is going to be a lot of fun, no doubt. We don't take advantage of it, I think, enough. And here's an opportunity. If you were able to see the late, great Frank Sinatra on stage, you would do that in a minute. Well, unfortunately, you cannot do that. But Bob Anderson, the singer, impressionist, and entertainer, known as really the best impersonator in the world by VH1, People Magazine, and he's been at the Venetian in Las Vegas, he is coming to his hometown of Detroit to perform his famous act, One More for the Road, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, full production, not just a concert tribute, with Bob Anderson performing his old Blue Eyes and featuring a full orchestra. And that's happening tonight at the fabulous Andiamo Celebrity Showroom. 8 o'clock, tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. Andiamoshowroom.com. Welcome back home, Bob Anderson.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I am excellent. I'm thrilled to see that you're back and you're still traveling around and entertaining so many people. And I'm telling you, folks, if you never had a chance to see Frank Sinatra perform live on stage, this is the best chance you're ever going to have that kind of experience. Bob does a very respectful and highly regarded impersonation of Frank Sinatra, and you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, we have. We've been doing the show. We started about 12 years ago. We've been working on it ever since. We've gone to Carnegie Hall a couple of times and have done it. But coming back to Detroit is always, you know, this is where I was born right here. So I love to come back to Detroit. And I'm really excited about it tonight. You know, we brought a big orchestra in. That's coming with us that we normally, take around the United States, anywhere we're going. And we have them here. And I'm really looking forward to it tonight. It's, Frank Sinatra was really, really something. I was very fortunate that his daughter, Nancy, started me in the business.
How so?
I was, well, I was going, I just got back out from Vietnam. I was a 4th Infantry Division. I was a
God bless you.
And I got home, thank you, and I got in my car, and I decided an ugly old Volkswagen. I drove all the way out to, I was going to Los Angeles, and I turned the wheel, and I went into Las Vegas, and I just walked into a showroom once, and Nancy Sinatra was working with the Everly Brothers. They got into an argument for some reason. She was going to open in four hours in the show, and she couldn't get anybody to help her, and I heard about it. So I walked up to her and said, Nancy, I'm a singer. I can do whatever you want. And I opened that night with the Sinatras, and I became friends with them for the rest of my life.
Wow!
That's the first way. I mean, I never sang in a nightclub or anything before. And I walked into there at the Sahara Hotel and walked up there, and Nancy, I can do it. And sure enough, I got in that night, and the show was going to open in 3 hours. She was all set. But she couldn't get anybody to come by when the Everly Brothers and all of them got out. So I walked up to the stage and said, hey, I can do that. And
wow.
And I got it. So I was with that was it. That's how I met Frank Sinatra and stuff. I've done seven different shows with just Frank Sinatra myself. So it's been a great time. And Tony Bennett and all those guys. So
well, Tony Bennett said you did Tony Bennett better than he did.
Yeah, Tony was a great guy. And it was wonderful. And yeah, I'm just doing that, you know, because right now I know that the younger generations, and I love them all and God bless them, they're doing great. But it's really that they're into just what they're about there. And people tend to forget about the people like the ones we're talking about, Tony Bennett, Sinatra, and those guys. They're the ones that made this this place, this music, the entertainment capital of the world, all around. It was those guys. So I'm out right now trying to do the music of all of those people. I'm doing a Sinatra show this time. But I do the other things where I do Robert Goulet, Steve Lawrence, Johnny Mathis, all these guys, I do them. But
wow!
But I'm really happy I'm here, Paul, tonight.
Well, we're happy you're here. We're happy you're back home. There's a lesson, Bob Anderson, in what you just said. And people with talent and people in show business know, you know, if someone says, I need a dancer, can you dance? You say yes, whether you've ever danced in your life or not. As it turned out, you said you could sing, and boy, can you sing. And it must have knocked her socks off, if Nancy was wearing socks, when it turned out to be Frank Sinatra that you sounded like and did such a good job with at the... It's tonight at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom, 8 o'clock. Tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. Bob Anderson, singer, impressionist, entertainer. He's going to be there with a full orchestra. And God bless Joe and Rosalie Vicari and Brother John, too, for continuing to have this kind of entertainment you wouldn't get unless you were, say, in Las Vegas, for example.
That's right.
I do want to ask you. I want to ask you a quick question. You right. had some kind of time where you spent with Merv Griffin, and people don't, not everyone realizes what an incredible success Merv Griffin was, way beyond all the things we saw him doing. Behind the scenes, he was incredible. I mean, there are game shows still on television that he produced, that he wrote, that he created. But how did you and Merv Griffin get together?
I'll tell you real quick, too. Nancy Sinatra, when I was working with her, where I told you when I just got on stage with her, the third day that I was there, she said, Nancy said, Bob, I'm going to do the Merv Griffin show right down the street. It was at Caesar's Palace. So she said, you want to come with me? And I said, yeah, let's go. So I was brand new in the entertainment world, a brand new guy. I didn't know much about anything. I got there, and Nancy introduced me to Merv, and Merv says, Bob, would you like to sing a song? So I said, yeah. Yeah, sure, that'd be great. So I sang a song. Remember the tune? If a picture paints 1,000 words, why can't I paint you? I did this song, and Merv, everything went great. Merv later on took me. He said, Bob, I'm having a party at my house on this day. Why don't you come out and see it? Come to me. So I go there, and everybody, and it was his 51st birthday party. So I walk in. Here's Elizabeth Taylor. Here's Kirk Douglas, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda. They're all in there. I didn't even know what to do. They got me to walk in there. Anyway, he started to play the piano in his house. And he asked me to, he said, sing a song for us, Bob. I was never doing impressions. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, first one I went into, I did Johnny Mathis. He turned to me and says, I didn't know you could do that. I said, I didn't either. And so I never did before. So I started doing it. So I'll never forget then. Robert Goulet was standing there and he says, hey, kid, can you do me? And so I went and did If Ever I Would Leave You. And I did his song.
Oh, wow.
So that's what happened. And Merv Griffin became, he was just wonderful for me. Everything he did. He brought me on, got me going on all the radio, television shows and all that stuff.
I read that he spent the next 24 hours after that birthday party writing your act, and a week later
he did all
brought
night.
You
yes.
brought you to Caesar's Palace and the singing impressionist, and what a life that was born for you from your hard work and your great talent. And everybody will enjoy you tonight at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom, 8 p.m. Tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. Bob Anderson, have a great time, and I know everyone who joins you is going to really enjoy themselves.
Oh, Paul, God bless you, buddy. I thank you so much for allowing me to get in here and talk to you.
Well, I was thrilled to be able to get you, so thank you very much. Break a leg, as they say in show business tonight.
Yeah, I hope I'll see you again. We'll be back.
We'll look forward to it. Bob Anderson, originally from Detroit, singer, impressionist, entertainer. Usually you'd have to go to Vegas to enjoy his show. One More for the Road, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, tonight at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom, 8 o'clock. Tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. I promise you, you'll have a great time. Meanwhile, we've got Automotive Views brought to you by Bridgestone. David Coletti in Bridgestone, his team at Bridgestone, the best. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, then that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. Here's Jamie Butters.
Are automakers now wary of EVs? Consider this. Ford opened its April U.S. sales press release with the news of a 60% jump in hybrid sales. Pretty impressive, but it's telling that Ford didn't lead with the 129% jump in EV sales. GM no longer reports monthly results in the U.S., but at a briefing this week, Cadillac chief John Roth reiterated that the brand would have a, quote, all-electric portfolio by the end of the decade. But he hedged that GM will let the customer be its guide, apparently leaving open the door for continuing to offer, say, a gasoline-powered Escalade beyond 2030. It's understandable that automakers want to limit losses on today's EVs, but they can't lose sight of the need to compete in the long run with the Chinese. China's early lead doesn't have to doom U.S. automakers, but it could if they slam on the EV brakes instead of tapping them. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.